I think, like we said, we haven't been taking care of the ball, and negative runs have been killing us. And just things, like we said, you know, one guy here and there making a mistake, and it's been killing plays. And, you know, you saw early on when we were rolling, we've blocked for four, you know, guys that get six or eight. And if we block for negative two, they get back to the line. We got to dig deep this week and get back to what we've been doing well. I'm not really surprised. I think it was a kind of thing where they had us on the ropes with our backs were against the wall, and they put Johnny in and to try to provide a spark, and he did that, you know, with his mobility, and, you know, he scored a touchdown. So I think, you know, that move, obviously, was out of my control. But, you know, I think it provided a little bit of spark and kind of a wake-up call for everyone. You know, our biggest thing right now is try to get the run game alive again. We fell short of that last week, and that puts more pressure on, you know, Brian and Johnny and the receivers to get open, and, you know, makes our jobs tougher because we got to protect forever. But, you know, that's going to be our mindset this week, try to get the run game going again. It's easy to clean up. I think everyone just has to do soul-searching. You saw it. It was like, you know, we were watching plays where eight guys had their guys covered, and it was just one thing. And that, you know, unfortunately, whether you say it's wrong place, wrong time, or unlucky break, but, you know, we got to find a way to get it all done, because when everyone's doing their job and we're on point, we've showed that we're pretty explosive. So we're going to, you know, we just watched the tape, cleaned up the mistakes, put it behind us, starting to look at Indianapolis now. Well, obviously his athleticism and playmaker ability. You saw yesterday that he's able to make big plays with his legs, and he's got a cannon. So, you know, whoever's in there, if it's him, you know, he'll have a full week in the playbook and work taking reps with the ones, and we'll try to build that chemistry as quickly as we can. You know, to be honest with you, not often. And that's why I said maybe it's an unlucky thing. Maybe it was just wrong place, wrong time. Because there's times where, you know, a guy will miss something and the running back will make us right. And, you know, we were playing a good defense, and we weren't at our best. And when you play against one of the best defenses in the league, you got to be at your best. And we fell short. Yeah, and it's tough, and that's why I'm glad it's not my decision. But, you know, like I said, either way, they obviously, you know, Brian's been our guy all year, and he's shown that he's won his games. And, you know, whatever the decision, we're going to roll with it. You know, they obviously have confidence in both guys. So, and we do as well. And no matter who it is, we have to prepare the same way and block the guys up front. I mean, I give the guy credit. You know, he's got a lot of things he's battling, whether he's hearing stuff from the outside. And, you know, he comes to work every day and focuses because it's his job. And I heard him say in the press conference yesterday, you know, he feels like he's the guy, and we do too, and it's his job. And he's been our leader all year, like I said. But, you know, in that same thing, decisions are out of our hands, and we're going to roll with it no matter what they choose.